Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 14th of February 2011. If you know me, you know I'm different. And have you ever felt different? Have you ever felt that you didn't really fit in? In a sense, I guess that's why I gave up regular PAYE employment many years ago and decided to go into business for myself. Now, there were two main things which used to concern me about working for a big employer. One was the way that they treated the staff, because I thought they could do it better, and the other was the way that they treated the customers, because I was convinced that there was a better way to run a business and look after customers. And my difficulty was, in the early days, if I raised these concerns, then senior management would look upon you as being a bit of a boat rocker. And if we believe what the media tells us, people who stand out and do things differently do tend to be good business leaders, or great statesmen, or leading thinkers, like Da Vinci. A couple of years ago, Garrett Laporto wrote a book called The Da Vinci Method, in which he explained why it's okay to be different. And I'd like to read a couple of pages of it to you. This little extract from the book is in the public domain. It's a story about an eagle and the chickens, and it's called Answering the Call. Once upon a time, an eagle's egg was found by a farmer, and mistaken for a chicken egg. The egg was placed with the other eggs in the incubator at the henhouse. Some weeks later, the egg hatched. A baby eagle was born and raised as a chicken with his chicken peers. He was taught how to peck and scratch. He was taught to scurry along the ground like the other chickens. He was sternly warned against flying, because chickens don't really fly. They flutter and fall. This eagle made a miserable chicken. He didn't scurry well. He didn't peck well. He was always hungry, because the chicken feed just wasn't satisfying for him. The other chickens found him disruptive. After years of struggling to be a normal chicken, this poor eagle's self-esteem was pretty low. He hated himself. "Why am I so big and awkward and unusual looking?" he would wonder. "Why can I not find satisfaction in those things that satisfy all the other chickens? Is this all there is to life?" he agonized. "Where's the thrill and excitement?" He began to do more and more disruptive things just to get a little bit of excitement. He was starved for action and adventure, so he tried to make up his own thrilling dramas around the chicken coop. Other chickens caught on to his discontent and called him selfish, disordered, and a troublemaker. The poor eagle took it all to heart and became depressed. One day, high overhead, the young eagle saw another eagle soaring high in the sky. It took his breath away. For that moment, he felt a surge of recognition. He felt something inside him stirring, and he felt more alive than he ever had. In his excitement, he told his family of chickens what he saw, and they scoffed at him. "Flying is risky, irresponsible, and impractical," the chickens warned. "When will you grow up and join the pecking order of this chicken coop? Why can't you be more like your peers?" The young eagle was shamed and disheartened. He felt hopeless and alone as he fell asleep that night. The next day, to his delight, he spotted that same eagle soaring up above, and this time the soaring bird let out the cry of an eagle. The moment the young eagle heard this cry, something unexpected happened. The young eagle, raised by chickens, found his body lurching and his throat contracting. Uncontrollably, his entire being responded to the eagle's cry with his own majestic eagle cry. He was astonished. What had just happened? Did that glorious sound come from him? Chickens don't make that sound. Only eagles do. Wait, only eagles do. The young eagle, finally aware of what he truly was, stretched out his wings and for the first time he flew. He was no longer imprisoned by the chicken coop, because he was no longer imprisoned by the idea that he had to be a chicken. Nothing could contain him any more. A chicken coop can only coop chickens. It cannot stop an eagle from soaring when he hears his call. Have you heard your call? Maybe this is it.